new study out says that the F-bomb increases pain tolerance by a third. This is like earth-shattering. That's right. If you have, drop something on your foot, or you have ongoing pain from some, muscle cramps, that kind of thing. You know, when you ever get a cramp in your leg.
It's the worst. Charlie horses.
Yeah. Well, if you yell out the F word, it actually has a medicinal result.
Really?
Yes. They're saying physiologically, cursing at that level can really, really help your pain management. They said that faking it and using other words doesn't work. It's a new study. This is not some joke either. This is funny because it's real. The research began in 2009 by Dr. Richard Stebbins, a senior lecturer in psychology at Keele University. And now he's got partners and everything. And they got together and they actually did a study with scientific research and things, plugged to people's brains, MRIs, all that to figure out where do they get this money? To figure out what words help you with pain, and the F word is the best one.
See, every time Elliot stubs his toe, he's like, can I curse? Maybe I should let him. It'll make him feel better.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man.
Ow! Well, gee willikers, my finger hurts something awful. How can I stop this darn pain?
Try all new ibuprofen. Research shows that swearing can help alleviate pain.
Mother... Wow, I feel great. How does this work?
Ibuprofen is not a drug. It's simply permission to use the 7 dirty words.
When I was in labor, the pain was more than I could handle. After ibuprofen, I gave birth to twins. And boy, do I love those little f***ers.
Side effects of ibuprofen include dirty looks, parents covering their children's ears, loss of friends, and rickets. Consult your physician before starting this or any other antisocial behavior.
My f***ing fibromyalgia is practically gone. Thanks, ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. Say f*** you to pain. Rick Stacy.